This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Om Sairam to our listeners. I'm Gulab Bilmoria of Sri Shatasai International Organisation of New Zealand, and I offer my most loving and humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, Sri Shatasai Baba. Welcome to Saturday News number 1119. And today we have Sister Janki Natarajan joining us today. She says how her journey with Swami began while sitting in SSCE classes with her children. She describes how the light entered her and then spread to other families, narrating stories of how Bal Vikas supports families during difficult times. So before we hear from Sister Janaki, let's have a Ganesh Bhajan. Here's one for you.
Jai 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 Gananayaka, Jai Jai Vigna Vinashaka. विद्या बुद्धि प्रदायका
जय शुभ मंगलदायका विद्या बुद्धि प्रदायका
गजवदना गौरी नंदना
today is Sister Janaki Natarajan, who's joining us from Fairfax, Virginia. Sairam Janaki, welcome to Sai Soul 100.
Sairam Sister Piraba, so happy to have see you here. Thank you for giving me this opportunity today, especially because this month and this year marks 15 years of my journey with Swami. So I'm very grateful for this time.
Wonderful. Thank you. Please share your story.
I would be very happy to. My journey actually began, as I said, 15 years ago in 2009, be precisely around January, between January and August of 2009. And I was looking for spiritual classes for my children because my family is deeply spiritual and devotional. And I was missing that in here in the US. So I always wanted to have my children exposed to spirituality because I always felt that spiritual education should be part of the regular education also. So I was in the search for a wonderful spiritual class for my children. They were 8.5 and 4.5 at the time. And so the journey, that's how it began. I was looking for many opportunities, many places. I was willing to drive anywhere, but nothing really worked out. But one day I met one Sai devotee in a non-Sai program or a place event, and she asked me, would you be interested to join spiritual classes for your children? And it so happened the event where I went, it was a Golu, a Bommalu Golu event festival. So she said, it's just right next to this house, there's a street, and that was Swati Damle's house residence at the time. So she invited me and she said, this Sunday, there is going to be Balvikas classes. Would you be interested for your children? And I was ecstatic because at that point I had almost given up hope. So when she told me, I was very happy. So I took both my children on Sunday to Fairfax Eye Center. Just couple of days ago, about 6 or 7 days before when I took my children to Sai Center, I happened to read Gayatri Mantra. There was a magazine which came to me. Somebody gave it to me, I think, and I happened to read about Gayatri Mantra in that. And so I just didn't make much of it at that time. And then a couple of days later, this whole thing happened. And I go to Fairfax Eye Center. I enter with my children for the very first time and introduce myself and my kids. It was such a warm welcome and it was a loving place, and we fit in there perfectly. And the first class, I sat with my children. They were both in group one at the time, and I also wanted to sit with them. And the first lesson that was introduced that day was about Gayatri Mantra. So I was beyond it just touched me, and it made me even feel emotional because it was sort of a dark time in my life at that time in 2009. And they always say it's darkest before it dawns. So the light entered, that's how the light entered into our lives, and then the transformation slowly started to happen from there onwards. Having said that, it was a perfect opportunity. We fit in there. Everything worked out beautifully, and we loved the place. We loved, but I am not from a Sai family. We were not Sai devotee family. And as a matter of fact, I did not know anything about Satya Sai Baba or even Shirdi Baba. I've heard the names, but I didn't know anything about it. But I was definitely open to find out, to learn, to understand, and to be part of this family that I was introduced into. So that's how our journey began. Group one for me and the kids all together, and we're just learning. And slowly I started enjoying all the teachings that were shared to the children and some of the parents like me in the form of stories. I was very attracted by that. And I started to learn more. I wanted to know more about Swami now, at least the teachings. So I made it a point to go home, read a little bit about from the Sai literature books and listen to Sai audios. And that's how my journey started. And then it was Ishwaramma Day time. And they wanted to do a piece of a program on the parents asking. Suddenly, I went to drop off my kids for a Ishwaramma Day program for them to participate. And I remember I was in, it was winter and still wearing the jacket in April or in the month of March. And they just asked me, put a mic to my mouth, and they asked me, you've been bringing your children for these couple of months. More than a year, what do you think about the Balvikas classes and the Sai spiritual education? And I said right away, on the spot, the question was asked, and this on the spot, the answer came to me as this: these lessons and these classes are giving me self-awareness and self-realization. So I understood that Swami chose my children to teach me how to become more aware, how to realize oneself. So there you go. That's how the journey began 15 years ago. And a lot of incidents happened after that. As I said, We were not from a Sai devotee family, Sai Satya Sai Baba or Shirdi Baba or any family, but we also did not believe in God in the human form. So there was aarti going on, bhajans after bhajans, every Sunday in the Sai Center. And any one of the ladies were given the opportunity to actually, we had to put a name on the hat, and whichever name comes, they are supposed to take aarti. We had the aarti at that time. This was back in 20, up until 2011. So I never wanted to give my name. I didn't, because inside my heart, I was not comfortable taking aarti for someone who is in the human form. I was dodging. And I remember Sister Soumya was mentioning that, no, put your name this time. And by the time it was 2011, a few months later, Swami had left his physical body at that time. And a little later after that, my name was selected. And it just hit me hard. First of all, when Swami left his physical body, it did something to me. Even though I did not know him before, I have not seen him in person, I have not had interviews, I have not had any kind of an interaction like many other devotees had, but it did do something to my heart. And at that time, I felt that I was deeply connected to him already, through his stories, through the literature, and the awareness that I was mentioning about. And then, so after Swami left his physical body, my name in the hat came and I was asked to take aarti. At that time, I was crying the whole time when I was doing the aarti because I said, Swami, you chose my name. You respected that. You knew that I was not comfortable taking aarti when you were in your physical form. That's just because of my upbringing. But now, right after you left your physical body, my name comes to take aarti. And you won't believe it, Pirappa. I was the last person to take aarti at the time. And then they said, we are no longer taking aartis anymore because of safety reasons and other reasons, right? So that was very touching and emotional for me. But I was also very interested in doing some kind of a service because here, my children and I especially are getting benefited through coming through these classes. The awareness, the feeling, the positivity, the energy, the love in your heart, all of that is just made me want to do something for the center. While I was thinking about it, I was approached and asked if I could be a SSE teacher. So I said, okay. I said, I don't know anything about spiritual education, Sai spiritual education. I don't know anything about Bal Vikas. I'm very new. It's just been a year and a half or two. And I don't know what you want me to do. But I was told, don't worry, there's going to be teachers training and you will get trained properly and you can deliver that. Okay. I said, all right. Since I said I'm a very open-minded person, I said, I'm willing to do that. And that's how my journey as a SSC guru began. Then again, there was another catch. They said all the teacher trainings are in New Jersey. My family was not going to let me drive. My husband particularly wasn't comfortable for me to go to New Jersey to attend classes, to stay in someone's house. So I had a lot of what to say, some kind of a resistance, right, towards this. So again, by this time I started learning to talk to Swami. So I was asking him, what do you want me to do now? Because I want to do properly the training, but you see how my condition, I'm not able to go to New Jersey. And you will not believe that year they said, the president of at that time was Shiva, and he said, don't worry, Janaki, you will not believe the SSE training classes are coming here, right here to Virginia. And it was just 7 minutes from where I live. So now I don't have any resistance. I have to go for the class. So you see how he was making everything set up for me. All he wanted me was the willingness, and I was there with open mind, and he took it from there onwards. So my journey as a SSE guru started which I loved it, which I enjoyed. I went there, look forward to every Sunday, learning from the children more than teaching them. That's how it began. And then it didn't stop there. All of a sudden, he had better plans for me, bigger plans for me. And suddenly, he just wanted me to become the SSC coordinator in just a short period of time. And again, that was a very challenging role because I had not done anything like that. But I said, I'll take it with a leap of faith and I will just take the opportunity, dive in and learn and understand and take it from there. So my journey now, again, now from SSC guru, it transformed to SSC coordinator. This was a different ball game, but I enjoyed it thoroughly because I think I had that in me to connect with parents, to be a bridge between parents, children, and the committee. So, which wonderful. It happened to be a job that I really enjoyed doing it. So, you and I were working together at the time, I remember, for a couple of years, and I learned a lot. Honestly, I also understood, I realized that so many things I learned just by being in our meetings, how I was getting shaped, how I was getting more and more aware what I was learning, which no other university or college or school had taught me that. So I understood the power of doing Swami's work. Clearly, Swami's work was shaping me and my life. And at some point, I had a lot of challenges at the time also. The time and all that was going on, the challenges were there constantly. Again, I would ask Swami, and one time he said, "You do my work, I will take care of your family, your career, and your health." Then I said, "What else do I need now? I don't need anything else, no more excuses." So I continued that. That was for 4 years. I thoroughly enjoyed. And after that, he gave me another transformational role into my professional life. And from there, again, I felt like I'm missing out on being a guru and SSC coordinator. I need to do more of Swami's work. The work that I'm doing at my professional, at my work, is also Swami's work. But I also wanted to do something related to Swami, because at that point, I was educating myself every day with Swami's literature, because the more and more I wanted to know about Swami, the more and more I felt like I did not realize this. I did not understand this. So I was reaching out to lots of Swami SI literature and started learning about it more and more. Now I have a lot of knowledge that I'm collecting. I want to share it with others. So I had a calling. That is the whole point of this, my journey. I felt that calling, everything came down to this calling, which is to use Sai literature, to use Swami's values and teachings to see how you can help others. So the whole thing about using your skills to help others should be a major part of everybody's growing. That is the growth in consciousness, I feel. So it was my calling. And it so happened, I realized a lot of our family members, my extended families, they were having difficulties coping, like husband and wife particularly. And there was these two families, they were at the verge of separating, the husband and wife. They were my family members. And my mother was feeling very bad about that, because these are all really good people and these things shouldn't happen. It will affect the children. So now I'm thinking my own life has transformed so much because simply by understanding Swami's values, by learning and practicing his values, the light that entered into my life, I wanted to give that same light, share that light to other families. And Swami created that perfect opportunity during pandemic. Everybody was home and we all had just ourselves and Zoom. So I wanted to make use of that. And with that, I reached out to those families, including my own brother's family and a couple of other families, asking them if they would like to join Balvika's classes for their children. And their children, this was about 3.5 years ago, I would say 3 to 4 years ago. And they did have young children, And they said yes. And I told them. In fact, I didn't tell them about Satya Sai Baba or, you know, that I thought maybe that will be like canvassing for Swami, advertising Swami. So I wanted to put it in such a way that it was education for human values. So that is Balvikas. And they immediately said, yes, we are very interested. So these two families, which was going through a very difficult time at the time, the children started to come to Balvikas. And I told them, one of the parents, it'll be best if they sit with them in class because they're young children and they are in front of the computer. And I just wanted them to be safe. And that was my way to bring in a parent into the classroom. So, which they did, especially the mothers, they did. And they were sitting in the classroom. And slowly I started transformation happening in their lives. The stories that they were listening, and they used to send me texts and saying that we really enjoyed this story, and my more than my son, I enjoyed it a lot, and I'm so happy, and it's doing something to me, and I want to be more patient, more tolerant, and I want to develop forbearance, I want to develop compassion and love. And I was so touched by all that when I heard, because this is exactly what happened to me several years ago, a couple of years ago. Slowly, you know, the change in the character, the change in how you conduct yourself, all that happens purely because of his teachings. So, and you will not believe that one family in particular, they were fighting and they wanted to just end their relationship with each other. But after coming to Balvikas classes, Swami entered their lives through their children, through Balvikas, and there is transformation going on. And then after that, they were telling me they're expecting their next child and that they want a second child to also come for Balvikas class. So they're saying, my child will be born, the second baby will be born soon. And can you also have Balvikas classes for that baby? The baby was not even born at the time, but they were so happy about that. And more and more changes happened in terms of service. We wanted to talk a lot about service to help others, how you can have small service projects at home. And the children were taught in the Balvikas class to help your parents first, to respect your parents first, do your duty first. These are little things in the form of stories. Every week they had different stories. And just by listening to all these stories, the transformation was happening, I would say. So that was the journey of me, where I started, and how Swami had this calling for me that I could relate to and I could start using it. Honestly, I used to sometimes wonder, what is it, the skill set that I have that I can use to help others? And one day Swami said, this is what I want you to do. So this is where I am today. I'm very happy. At this time, there are a couple of other families. They're also going through a very difficult time. And I'm really praying and I'm surrendering to Swami for him to show light in their lives as well.
Sairam Janaki, thank you for sharing this beautiful story, your journey through Balvikas. Your class has also expanded further, right? Can you That's just share right. your things mm-hmm. about that?
Sure. Yeah, we began with just three or four children, and now we have about eight children. And they at some point we had even 12. But then this especially, you know, one time we had about six children in the class, and I was thinking, Swami, I would like to expand now a little bit more. Do you think I'm ready for the class to expand a little bit more? And you won't believe, within 24 hours, I got a text from somebody from UK, and they introduced themselves and they said that they heard about this Balvikas class on Zoom and that their child is very shy to go out to for a in-person class. So is it okay for them to join this class? So I said, I would be very happy to. And then later on, I found out they had a lot of, they are going through a lot of challenges, a very difficult time. So here I am praying for, and while I was praying for a new recruitment, for a new student to enter our class, that mother, that child's mother, was also praying intensely to Bhagwan for some kind, just like how I wanted a spiritual class for my children several years ago. She was praying for that. So he just connected the teacher from here praying for a new student, the mother from there praying for a teacher, and he just, you know, put two of us together there. But the most important part is the teachings of Swami. When you talk about love all and serve all, the stories in the form of that teaches love all and serve all, everybody is wanting their children to be that person someday. They want their child to grow up to be that person who will never hurt anyone, help ever, hurt never, and to be able to love all and serve all.
Sairam Janaki, I just love the way you started with light entered your lives, right? And time again, that seems to be the undercurrent. Every time the Bhavikas expands and touches somebody's heart, that's when the light is entering their life. And we think the Bhavikas is for children, and we were, as parents, we want the children to be nourished, right? But through them, it's the parents, it's the family, has a rippling effect, right? So it's just so beautiful to hear the firsthand story of how the impact of Bhavikas and Swami's teachings. And you can become a strong devotee with so much transformation just by reading and practicing his teachings, right? You don't have to sit in front of Swami for him to tell you, this is what I want you to do.
Yes. So just in that, I wanted to also add that. So after my own Bhavikas experience and my children and going into Swami's fold, my father, who was not a Sai devotee, became a Sai devotee. He was so touched by Bhagwan. He said, I see the love that you have for him. I want to do something about it. So in 2016, he planned a trip to take us to Puttaparthi. And he was touched when he came to Puttaparthi. And after that, recently, I would not say recently, about 2-3 years ago, my mother became Swami's devotee. For her now, everything is Swami, Sai Krishna, Sai Krishna. And now my brother is understanding the power of Swami's hand in his child. By the way, my nephew, his son, is one of my students in the class, and he's blossoming so beautifully. So I see that as well.
So wonderful that using Swami's values to help others. So thank you for sharing this beautiful story, Janaki. Sairam, dear listeners, thank you for listening to Sai Soul 100 with Sister Janaki Natarajan. I'm Prabha Swaminathan. Until next time, Jai Sai Ram.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.